Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Schilling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Oscar Grimes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Gantenbian. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn Nelson. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lynn Nelson. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantenbian moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Gantenbian moves to third. Chapman moves to second. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Schilling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Gantenbian scores. Chapman moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grimes moves to second. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gantenbein takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantenbein. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Gantenbein steals second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Etten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Etten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newsom moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. Miles hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. Schilling strikes out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Heath now playing left field. Bruce Campbell now playing right field. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards first. Etten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Etten hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Nagel reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a line drive towards the mound. Milner catches it and throws to second to double up Nagel. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Heath reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lynn Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling misplays the ball. That's an error on Schilling. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley fires to first and picks off Nelson. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 3 in the game. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Gantenbian takes first base on ball 4. Miles moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hemsley. Miles moves to third. Gantenbian moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miles tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gantenbian moves to third. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Etten hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 2 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill pinch hits for Al Milner. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miles. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Grimes goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Athletics. Odell Hale pinch hits for Raleigh Hemsley. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to second. Roy Parmley now pitching. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock now catching. Johnny Humphries now pitching. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nagel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Nagel reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Brucker pinch hits for Skeeter Newsom. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker strikes out. Two outs. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pitlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Ambler now playing shortstop. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein misplays the ball. That's an error on Gantenbein. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Campbell steals second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner bunts towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. One out. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-3 in the game. Schilling hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Gantenbein hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Humphries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphries takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Heath reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. Pitlock scores. Trotsky moves to third. It's 5-3, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Trotsky scores. Heath moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-3, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath scores. Campbell moves to third. It's 7-3, Indians. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-4 in the game. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Indians. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Schilling moves to second. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Humphreys strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Etten strikes out. One out. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Nagel hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grimes fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.